I grew up in quite a different religious world to the one that I live in today. I was brought up in a staunchly non-conformist and evangelical family. And in that world, without the advantages of establishment which we enjoy in the Church of England, in that world there is a very strong evangelistic imperative. And for children, that seemed to mean principally inviting one's school friends to come along to church on a Sunday. And in this context, the parable of the talents seemed to me to have a very simple meaning. As a child, it seemed to me that if I didn't actively evangelize my school friends, then I would be like the wicked and lazy slave. In my world, real Christians were fruitful evangelists, with fruitful defined in simple numerical terms. And as an introverted and rather self-conscious little boy, this posed a big problem for me. And if I'm honest, I can't remember any of my school friends coming to church because of me. In fact, I'm not sure that I ever plucked up the courage even to ask any of them. And looking back 30 years later, I have mixed feelings about the tradition I was brought up in. And on the one hand, I can see the strength and the value of a tradition that made spreading the gospel the business of every Christian believer. Of course, we should want more people to come to church, and there is only so much that the clergy can do. But on the other hand, I am still horrified that as a primary school boy, I had a very real fear of damnation because of my failures as an evangelist. And more than that, the model of evangelism that was offered was narrowly focused on bums on uncomfortable seats. And it didn't take adequate account of the different ways of seeing growth, nor did it take account of the different gifts and abilities given to different people. And so thinking about this morning's parable, if we think about the third slave, the one who buried his talent in the ground, his actions seem pretty strange to us today. They seem quite silly. We are inclined to feel sorry for him because he seems so feckless. But what we might not realize is that in Jesus' day, burying money in the ground was actually a common way of ensuring its safety. And rabbis taught that someone who buries money entrusted to their care is not liable if it is lost. So from the point of view of the rabbinic tradition of Jesus' day, the third slave's action could be seen as commendable. He didn't risk losing his master's money by using it in risky business ventures. Rather, he kept it safe in the accepted way by burying it. He is not feckless. He is cautious. One might even say prudent. But caution and prudence are not what the master is looking for. And caution and prudence prevent the slave from seeing the opportunities for growth that bring great rewards to the other two slaves. The third slave is held back by fear. It is fear of losing that which he has been entrusted with that makes him overcautious. And his preoccupation with the possibility of loss prevents him from discerning the opportunities for growth. But how are we to understand growth? The phrase that jumps out at me in today's gospel is to each according to his ability. Jesus understands that we are all different. As St. Paul writes in his epistle to the Ephesians, the gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. Some of us have a ministry of hospitality and welcome, others of teaching and evangelism, others of acts of charity, others of friendship and encouragement, others of a life of deep and profound prayer. And all of these ministries can be fruitful. But the fruitfulness may not always be apparent to us.